Hallelujah. The U.S. Supreme Court has officially overturned Roe v. Wade, essentially allowing states to outlaw abortion and thereby save millions of babies. Gotta celebrate. This is sparkling cider. Now, a couple things to note about this. Number one is that obviously there's going to be a group of people out there who are simply losing their minds because they no longer have the freedom to murder children. But this should come as no surprise to you and I as a Christian, because the Bible teaches that people who hate God also hate children. Proverbs 8:36 says, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." Don't let it surprise you. Number two is that although we should rejoice over this ruling, it doesn't change the fact that millions of babies have already been aborted in this nation, which is an iniquity that God will not forget nor pardon. The Bible says in Joel chapter 3 verse 19, "Egypt shall be a desolation and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah because they have shed innocent blood in the land." This doesn't keep God's judgment from coming. It just prevents it from coming sooner than we expected.